You're listening to Goons.
What just happened?
We are live, I guess. Did someone hit it? I didn't hit it.
I am working on setting up kick, but okay. Oh, well.
Wasn't me. I'm innocent in all of this.
Finally, oiled machine.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. Why do I hear everybody so quick?
Okay. Everyone relax. We're fine. Intro. Don't know why the intro cut off at like 2 seconds, but we live in it. Hey, we're back and we're here. And I dropped some medication, so that's cool.
I'm panicking. Hold on. Don't. I'm here. Don't worry, guys. I'm here.
Rob is vibing.
Man, like, I'm just here.
Before this actually happened, we were just like, I was like, let me just check this. And it immediately just said, what? And then the intro happened. I'm like, what the? That was funny. So hey, we're back. We got some big news as in the Nintendo Direct that happened today. Yeah, today. I don't know, my memory's already foggy.
Okay.
I'm
better now.
I don't want to spoil anything, but it was amazing. It was like it's what
I'd really love to have been able to see that live. When I walked into work today around like 10:45, right? And just as I walk in the door, I see them finishing up the Direct.
I meant
hurt
to
just
like
a little bit.
What'd you say?
Said hurts just a little bit.
Yeah, I absolutely meant to like probably react to it with Derek, but I just for some reason totally forgot that we do that as something we do. And I was like, oh la la la, I'll watch it, you know. And then
I saw your message at work. You're like, wow, this Nintendo Direct's so good so far. I was like, why is he watching it?
We like for some reason when we talked the other day, we just didn't mention
right. We just didn't set a plan. Yeah,
right. It's like, oh god. So, excuse me. Yeah. I guess we're just getting right to it. I mean, this is the. I'm not sure if Derek, if you hit the record, but if
yeah, no, I hit it before.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. Oh, hey, Laura.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's so cool.
George, did you do that?
I did. Yeah.
Nice. I don't think I can move it, so Rob, you will have to be forever.
That's okay. Sometimes the internet just can't handle all this girth of mine.
Oh my god!
Damn. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Hey, hi, Laura. Hi, Jube.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, everyone.
How we doing today? Jube, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're feeling good.
Have
all
I seen
right,
Jube
cool.
Before? I feel like Jube's new.
We have. It's okay.
A friend of ours,
yes.
That in respect for his privacy, we okay. Will abstain from naming.
I was going to say, I don't remember if he ever shared his like IRL name, but yes.
Mostly because I may or may not have an arsenic tablet that may or may not have been inserted into my possibly fake tooth by said Jube and is on a hair trigger at a moment's notice.
Beautiful.
What
beautiful.
The? Are you talking about?
Anyway, yeah. This Nintendo did turn. Stuff
yeah.
Today.
Nintendo. Yeah.
It was it's been wild. Like, ooh, okay, cool. We are perfectly live on Twitter. That's like honestly, I've waited years to make this work, and it finally
hey, Twitter.
Worked, honestly. Twitter. Yeah, well, we're on the worst best place of the internet. Yeah, Nintendo Direct, we're gonna talk about it. Straight out of the gate, it was like the best Direct in years. Ever since like
yeah,
the Smash the lack of when Smash
Sora.
Direct.
Yeah.
It's like, man, dude, this was everything was just like back to back surprises, bangers. There were more surprises in this than any other Direct.
Yeah, I mean, literally the only thing missing from this was like Mario Super Sluggers, and even like I can't be mad about it because we'll get to it. But there's just one that is like, oh yes.
At this point, I'm hoping it's just a launch title.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This is Nintendo related. And I should have put it up in an article, but apparently Ubisoft, it is again Nintendo related, but Ubisoft said they regret not releasing Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope for the next system. apparently Nintendo told them like, hey, you should really wait to like release this
right.
For the next system. And they're like, nah, we need the money now. You saw Skull and Bones, right?
We're dying. You saw that disaster, right? Yeah, we hired right? These guys to play on the stage. That was the rest of the budget.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna be 100. I'm keeping $150 with you. I'm gonna agree with Jeff here. This Direct needed some Metroid Prime 4 news to be perfect.
So no, I slightly disagree, only because I truly think now that since it wasn't Tumblr. In this direct, it's going to be a launch title.
4chan.
To me, it's like there's no doubt in my mind that it's a launch title for
right. It's mirrored. I gotta always remember that. I give up.
Oh yeah, the Metal Gear Solid collection is pretty cool.
Yeah, but Jeff, we all know it's probably gonna control like garbage on the Switch.
I don't know.
I also just oh, like
matter. You don't want to see Snake careening off to the left for all eternity because of the horrendous stick drift issues.
That exactly.
Is stick drift even a thing anymore? I feel like I hear nothing about that anymore.
Everyone gave up on the fight.
It's because we're
covering up the press.
Yeah, you don't hear about it anymore, Derek, because we left retail. If we were still in retail, you'd still be hearing about it.
That's
why I don't hear about it anymore.
You know what? He does raise a good point. I don't see people dropping their Switches off for a lot of stick drift replacements anymore. Or fixes for stick drift anymore.
I'm telling you what it is. It's that like everyone just kind of agrees the Switch has so many bangers. They're like, you know what? I can look past the stick drift. I don't care.
We're
it's not
up
even
on
really
it.
That hard to fix, unless you're talking about the Switch Lite. In which case,
you're screwed.
Yeah, really.
It's you're not screwed. It's just a lot of work for little payoff,
right?
If a Switch Lite has drift, that's terrible. Because you can't just replace the control.
It's going to depend. Because if it's the left hand stick, it's not as bad to do. But if it's the right-hand side stick, oh, good luck. You're doing a full teardown, basically.
And, okay, so Metal Gear Solid Collection. That was kind of a surprise, right? We didn't have any knowledge on that beforehand?
I mean, they had already hinted at the
PlayStation
collection for the Sony showcase, right?
Was it Sony? Yeah, Sony or Xbox. They announced it was coming out for the New York systems. It was just like, oh, by the way, it's coming to the Switch. The one that's really cool, and I kind of want to get it to like replay them again, is the Batman games.
Yes,
they're on Game Pass. Switch.
Yeah, but like on the Switch, I don't know. It's just like cool that I could play those games on the.
That's go. Fair. That's fair. I'm afraid they're going to be locked to 30, and I'm also pissed that it doesn't have Origins. I get it. It's not same studio, but come on.
Come on. No, it's not Rocksteady, so.
Look, it could be made by a giraffe. I don't care. I just want it.
I want more Batman.
I want my Origins. Come on. I love everyone like crapped on that game. I loved it. I don't know what it is. It really
the
just
death
like
stroke fight. The Deathstroke fight.
I really enjoyed Origins. I really did. It wasn't the Rocksteady games, but they did a good job of Origins.
I'd like to just go on record saying I've never played any of the Batman games.
They're really good. They're really fun. It has like it's mostly like stealth action with investigative twist to it.
It inspired a bunch of other games too, didn't it? Like at least combat mechanic wise.
Hold on. This is way more important for a hot set. Oh wait, that's not what I meant to show off. Oh no.
My musculusi is hanging out. Silbert. Oh gosh, what do I do?
100% Rob's new Discord. Like I'm renaming Rob as Silbert. That's just like 100%. How I haven't thought about that is beyond me. My Isaac plush? What? This is Zach.
That's Zach. Yeah, this is also Zach.
No, you've got a little Isaac plush hanging down like right where your hand is. Hand lower. To your right. Or your left, rather.
Oh, you mean these? Forward.
No.
What I have in my hand is Blue Baby.
Oh, no, that's hanging off of your mic, I think.
Oh, yeah, my keychain? Dude, I finally was able to use it. When I got the collector's edition or something like that, it came with this.
Oh,
I'm like,
more.
I'm
I
never
going
to use this because it's way too big on a keychain. But now it's really? Like, and I got Derek's, Derek, wait, did you give this to me or my brother?
Yeah,
it's
we're in Dragon Raw.
Yeah. I also have Blue Baby.
N64 controller here.
And I still have to do an unboxing.
Is that the Winged Dragon of racial equality?
Yeah.
Incredible. It's so progressive. I love it.
Man. Sorry, I don't mean, where were we at? What was it, Metal Gear?
Anyway, the direct. I guess let's go in order instead of jumping all around.
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't we just...
Okay, Rob's out. which probably messed up the scene for George too.
It didn't mess up mine. It actually perfectly.
Sorry, no, he's now
there.
That he's back.
He's there.
It's all good now. It's still fine. Still fine.
Okay, Swolbert back in action. All right. you know what? Okay. Side note: Ant Lake. Wait, the guy in the top right has the remote used in a the pilot submarine. We were actually debating on not talking about this.
It's so funny because it's a $20 Logitech controller.
Dude, could you imagine? What if they're down there and like, oh my god, this has stick drift?
Oh my god, the batteries died. I didn't bring any double A's.
we're running out of batteries.
Could you imagine literally being stuck in a metal tube where your only window to the outside is either in the bathroom or through a computer? I would be an anxious wreck in there. I can't believe somebody paid $250 million to go in that thing.
I would faint. I'm not ashamed to say it. I would absolutely faint before I got in there. And then when I woke up in the submarine, I'd faint again. And it'd be a repeated cycle until we're out of the water.
What if went with a Mad Cats? Lad.
It'd make a really good skit where like he just uses different controllers to control submarines. So like he pulled out like a Mad Cat guitar. It's like, all right, we're gonna go up. That's like
pull up.
Oh, we're gonna hit the ship solo.
Where's my star power?
You brought a Guitar Hero controller, you fool! Oh my god!
Oh yeah, or GTFO,
and there's like a rock band, like actually like a 4-man band in the submarine. All right, Derek, you're right. Let's do this one by one. Let's see here. If I totally forgot to have the article up, so that's pretty cool. Let's see.
Trying to figure out where it at. I think that you have to start at the bottom.
We don't do like an order of
right, screw it then. Mario Super Wonders. Mario Bros. Wonder.
I love it.
New 2D Mario. Oh,
it looks like they finally like the higher ups did like shrooms and they're like, whoa, we should make this into a video game.
Pretty much.
It was like Rob and George. I'm not sure if you guys had the time to actually watch it, but like you should really watch the gameplay trailer. Or we watched a little bit before this.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of it.
Yeah,
Elephant Mario.
What you I mean, dummy thick Mario?
What I thought was insane was this is the first new 2D Mario in 11 years. The last one was on the Wii U.
All four of us snap at the exact same time before we discuss each game. How do we even coordinate that?
I snapped for you, don't worry.
They added Daisy, which is kind of nuts. And people are freaking out over that. Derek, you brought this up before. I don't know if there's online co-op. We know there's co-op though. So
yeah, there's 4-player co-op. I hope they implemented the online that they did for what was it? 3D World, right? Yeah. That had the multiplayer online. Yeah. So
as of this moment, at least from what I'm seeing, it's just offline co-op multiplayer and local 4-player multiplayer.
I hate the world.
So I don't know if it's going to be available for like online multiplayer.
Right.
But
probably won't. Well, either way, Derek, I was hoping that Friday we'd try and run through it together.
Yeah.
It comes out on a Wednesday.
Which is ridiculous.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Wait. I'm stupid. I was looking at September.
Do you guys push your beds together when you do that?
Never mind. I'm stupid. And yes, we do.
They share a bed. They share a bed. What are you talking about, Rob?
Shirtless.
God, that's so cute.
It was discussed. Derek share a bed. You and I share a bed. And then Derek comes and joins us while Head Goon sleeps alone.
Say psych right now. You're not kidding, right?
I want to be part of this homie orgy. What the hell?
Yeah, what?
All right, king size bed. Let's go.
I never finished without the homies.
King size bed.
I was absolutely
girl.
Looking at September, not October. October 20th is a Friday. But so it is a Friday. And every other game under the sun is releasing on in October. Spider-Man, Alone in the Dark, Alan Wake 2. There's some other big bangers. Derek, can you think of any?
There is.
September?
Yeah.
It's
Mortal Kombat.
That's it. Yep.
Like, what is that month? I know what it is. They want to get all these games out before Black Friday, right?
Yeah, before Q4.
The holidays.
Yeah. 100%.
Holidays. And this is finally answering the question of what is Nintendo's holiday sale, which
a new Mario game,
A new Mario game, which is going to sell intensely well. I mean, one of us is going to buy it at least, you know, me or Derek or both.
It's also, they confirmed it's only 60, so there's no like $70 release for it, which is nice.
Look, again, I know it's Mario, but you really couldn't charge 70 for this.
Right? No, I think Zelda is going to be like the one-off. Maybe Metroid, depending how big that game really is, but
you don't, I don't think we're going to see... We'll get to it. Never mind.
I don't think we're going to get another $70 game for a while from Nintendo.
I'd like to disagree. I think I remember touching on this. They did Tears of the Kingdom at $70 as a testing point to see what they can get away with. I think we can see more. We're going to see
I don't think it's going to be a while, though. And nothing they announced today is $70 that have already had like pre-orders go up for it and stuff. But like Zelda was also just like, it is gigantic. So like it makes sense that it's 70. That's why I said like the next one would probably be Metroid, depending on how big that game really is. So
I think we'll see $70 Nintendo games when the next console comes out.
And let's be real, those prices are never going to go down either.
No, honestly, I'm not. I mean, I don't like the price hike, but realistically, games are getting developed and it's costing more and more. So like to a degree, I can understand. And with Nintendo, you get a super polished, fun game, which other companies can't really promise, you know, like no one polishes a game like Nintendo does. You know,
gotta press X to doubt on that one.
Really? You think other companies like polish their games as much as Nintendo does?
Did you play Redfall?
No, I could just live vicariously through
What up, Willix?
I could just live vicariously through you guys and just keep an eye out for what stinkies I need to avoid. But no, after Scarlet and Violet's travesty,
That's totally fair. That is totally fair.
Jeff, my point exactly.
When it is polished, it's very polished.
I like you got hardware that went off the dock and barely handle the game it's running, even when it's on the dock, actually. Sometimes it chugs.
We're going back to this one real quick. Is it current beard length or is it at the time beard length?
You just put yourself as the bottom bitch. I'm so sorry.
I'm the smallest spoon. I'll be the smallest spoon.
Honestly, I'm in the sandwich right where I need to be. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But again, it all depends. Is it current beard length or is it at the time?
Current?
Yeah, current. Right. My beard grows back fast.
I think you're just going to have to content yourself with either A, being the little spoon, or B, just getting that. No, you know what? I'm going to be the better person. I'm not going to continue that.
Thank you. just a reminder, when we record these podcasts, we also stream them. This is now Wednesdays at around 7:30, 8:30, depending on if it's a four-way or not. And, you know, we'd like to comment with chat. So just remember that when you're listening.
Also, we forgot, join the Discord.
Right,
because we started very sporadically.
Hey, that's fair. I think I'm trying to create like a monologue for the intros. You guys have any other comments for Mario? Because
I love it. It's great. It's
good. It's going to be just again. A nice, good old Mario with a twist.
Well, it's like I'm gonna need you to go ahead and use your hat. Yeah, Willix, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and rewrite that. I heard George Butt ate at seen him. You broke my brain, Doug.
I'd like to mention this though. I'm not a huge fan of the title Super Mario One Grows Wonder. I don't know, something about that doesn't
you of that one artist that exclusively draws blonde women buying like whole cartfuls of Wonder Bread and engaging in massive deforestation?
I wouldn't go that far, but I can see it. Like, I mean, I'm super excited. It breaks the mold, you know.
I don't know. I'd be pretty excited for Femboy Mario buying, like, cartfuls of Wonder Bread. I could drive with it.
Or is Willix making a joke because I shaved my beard? Is that what it is? He's saying he can't see me, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or is it because...
I think he's making a joke. I really doubt it.
Anyway, moving on. So, Mario, super cool. This is, like... rumored / leak, but no one believed it, including Super Mario RPG remake. What?
We did
that
it.
I'm hyped for.
Congratulations, 100%. Geno fans, rejoice. You're still not coming to somebody. Woo! Woo! It's still
Woo! Nintendo knows what Nintendo fans want, clearly based on today's Direct.
Again, it's been, what, 11 years, you said, Derek, since the last 2D Mario?
Yeah, last one was the Wii U one.
Wow, that has been a while.
So it's been a bit, but they can always do a 2D Mario.
Totally forgot to say this. I pray that with Mario Maker 3, they add this new, like, format.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
You know? I hope they do that. Like, a year after whatever a new game they release, and then they add it to Super Mario Maker.
Yeah. I just want Mario Maker 3. They need to make it, like, now.
Anyway, back to Mario RPG Remake.
Yes.
This is insane. They had to have asked Square Enix, right? Like, that literally had to have been done. They couldn't have just
remade this game. They had to partner because they own the rights to the game. Well,
the Geno.
Do they still, though? The Geno. Like, after X amount of time, don't the licenses go up? Like, they either expire or they're available to be purchased?
Where the licensing has to be renewed.
Yeah, I think Square Enix kept renewing it because they knew how valuable it was. But, like, the Square Enix and Nintendo are also just buddy-buddy, so it's not, like, it's a big issue for them or anything.
Yeah, no, except then why do we see Geno and Smash?
Well, that's because Sakurai hates everybody. It's also a party game.
So, you get a Mii costume and you like it.
Yeah. Yeah, Geno was in Smash. Did you forget?
He was on Smash 4. I don't think they bought the costume to Ultimate.
All I'm saying is Doom Guy had a real opportunity to make it into Smash, and my boy got shafted with a meat costume.
Dude, yeah. He's like Sans from Undertale.
Also, what do you guys think of the box art? Did you see it where it's just like...
I like it. It's a call out from like the Japanese one, I think it was, where it's just like a white background and they're all just standing there.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's kind of like they like scrunched it, obviously, to fit the weird Switch case, but yeah, it's fine.
They also have like actually rendered cutscenes, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I saw off of the preview alone, like, wow, this is incredibly done.
And the
music's really been remastered too. Ooh, I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I am stoked for this.
Our friend John, he told me that he literally is buying a Switch just for this. And yeah, I'm like. I'm like, you could have messaged me because I could have sold you my old one. Like,
right.
You don't have to pay full price, dog. You could have Derek. He had like 8.
You just have 8 lying around?
Don't worry about it.
It's not lying around. They're
collector's items.
No, they really are. I mean, they're all special editions. So,
yeah.
Look, how Derek spends his money is how Derek spends
his
money. Don't spend shame.
Don't kiss me on the lips and tuck me into bed at night. All right. Just come in bed with me.
I thought that's what you wanted, though.
Of course that's what I want.
Okay, we're done with this.
I'm just getting mixed signals. No, I want to address this now. I'm getting mixed signals. Spell this out for me.
Kiss me on the lips.
The good news is that I never played this game ever, and I've only heard great things, so now it's finally an opportunity
to play it on stream, then. I'll watch you play it.
I also assume it means that they aren't going to bring it to the online. Like, there's no point, right? I mean...
They're going to... And they'll announce it at the next Direct, right before this game releases.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. That's my big brain call. Or it'll be a random Tuesday, and they'll be like, hey, by the way, the original Super Mario RPG, it's on the NES Classic.
I wait like a year or two just to like... Because they don't want... like why? Because in a sense, you know, you want the remake, but if you can play it through your membership and in its original format... You know, maybe just go that way to save yourself, you know, $60. Right.
That makes sense too.
Also, I want to know all your opinions on this because I'm not, you know, I never played this game, but people are finding it very suspect that this is only called Super Mario RPG versus the original Super Mario RPG, what, The Legend of the Seven Stars, right? Mm-hmm. That's
Yeah.
So people are questioning why is there no seven, like that half of the title is gone. So they're thinking there might be more like they might have added more to the game like they did with 3D World.
Ooh, post game would be pretty interesting.
Well, when you say remake, right? Like things are going to change. It's not going to be the same exact game that it was.
That's fair.
Like it already doesn't look like it's going to be the same exact game.
Just I mean, I can I'm not going to say Mortal Kombat because none of them are remakes because they just reset the timelines, and that's a whole other can of worms. But like Resident Evil 2 remake, Resident Evil 3 remake, Resident Evil 4 remake, just for the Resident Evils, they're not the same game. It's the same premise, right? But it's a completely different game. It's even the story has been changed. So I don't expect this to be the same exact Super Mario RPG than, you know, what we originally had. It'll have many of the same elements, but it's not going to be the same game.
I understand that point, but the fact that they're taking that half of the title, I would maybe means there maybe there's going to be more stars, or I don't know, like I said, post game. That's so maybe. I don't know. Nintendo's been on this weird like kick of hey, let's add more content to these remakes and remasters. Like okay, I mean, sure, why not? I'm not mad. About
it. I could see them doing that. Yeah,
I agree, Laura.
I don't know what Code Veronica is, but...
That there's Resident Evil with the illustrious Ashford family.
You have 5 seconds before to stop, before there's no more Goons Gone Wild. It's just meet back to me and Derek.
All the more reason for us to split off, George. I'm telling you, man, we can take this Derek, place to the moon.
What is this going on?
Right, I'm just saying.
Can we talk about the sidebar? Sidebar.
Kick me out of Goons Gone Wild, and you lose your editor.
That's also true. Yeah, you're pretty valuable asset.
Editor, erase this bottom half.
Have fun editing that. No.
Well, I guess that's one way to do it.
I can pull him back. Don't worry. I can force Beautiful. It. Goons got too wild.
Goons got too wild.
Speaking of which, I'm wearing our official shirt.
Oh yeah,
official merch.
But yeah, I thought we were waiting until we hit 1,000. But yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was already wearing.
That's fine.
Yeah, we got official merch.
Yeah, we made 2 shirts.
I know, George. I'm surprised too. It's great.
I know.
Look, good.
Rob, yours is in the mail. George, yours is.
Your Christmas
bonus. You got my size right, though, right?
Derek, you see me every day, Doug.
It's more like 3XL, really.
Nah, I know.
You're 3XL. Oh, you're tall.
Yeah, anyway. Thanks. You're hot.
Stop. Anyway, back to this. Super cool. No one really could have predicted it because everyone kind of wished, like, everyone just wanted a port, right? No one ever asked for a remake.
No. I just wanted to be able to play it again.
That's true. I'm
just glad that it's going to be on the way. I'm perfectly stoked for it.
Perfect. Okay. Next up, Detective Pikachu 2. Wasn't this, like, rumored for years now, Derek?
No, they announced it years ago.
Oh.
It's been announced. This is like the first time we've seen it in like 9 years or something like that. I think it was originally supposed to come out like on the Wii U or something.
They're like, let's just wait.
Let's just do it on the Switch.
Maybe they're just padding the last year of the Switch. They're just like, all right, let's just.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's all bangers from here. So
true. I never played the first one, but it's not a point and click, right? It's literally just pure story driven solve mystery.
Yeah.
No replay value.
Fun. Not really.
This is really just like a Pokemon fan side game, right?
Right.
Like
right.
Pokemon. Yeah, Pokemon Snap.
If they really want to do a nice side thing for Pokemon, can I have another mystery dungeon, please?
Battle Coliseum.
Rob, why would you say that?
No. Yeah, Pokemon Coliseum 3. Come on.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like Gale of Darkness or something, you know?
Well, yeah, the third in that series.
That's right.
Oh, it's my favorite Pokemon title, too, just because of the name. XD.
XD, I'm a dinosaur.
I agree with that. XD, XD indeed.
No, moving Willix, on. You don't get a vote. Leave me alone.
Metal Gear Solid Collection already talked about that, which is interesting. We finally got Daddy Dorf and I didn't know it was happening, but Zelda Amiibo, which look really, really good. Super excited to pick them up. This is like the best Zelda amiibo by far. Like
amiibo hot glue stream when?
Also, Derek, I want to ask you this. You saw that, like you looked at the Ganondorf amiibo, right?
Yeah.
Why is he like? Never mind. I'm gonna answer my own question. I was gonna say why did they have the ground on him as well? Like he's standing on dirt, but I guess because his like position is too wide for the base stand.
I think that's why they did it. They just kind of.
I'm also surprised.
Shows that.
Why does he need like a brace? you know, the amiibos that need that usually are in like awkward positions, but he's standing on both his feet. So like, why would he?
Right. Right. He's not like, I don't, I feel like he would have been
probably because his chest rack is so massive.
Well, that too.
His man Mercer's
got a lot.
How are you supposed to, dude, how are you supposed to contain all those laterals?
Yeah,
true. But he, I mean, it's like one of the best amiibos ever though. By look, I'm so excited to add to the collection.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
Ooh, what? That's a good question. Laura asked if there is a suggestion box where they can submit a merch idea.
Yeah, it's called text me.
You got that direct. That was awesome.
we'll make a channel in the Discord. How's that
actually fun? That would be a perfect place to do it. Is suggestions and comments in Discord. Sorry, Ron.
Yes. No, I was literally shit posting. I had nothing of value to add there.
No, but no, yeah. we can make a channel on the Discord, so that would be a good place to put in recommendations or suggestions.
Right. And if it's one of me and Derek like kissing with our shorts off, we've already thought about it.
Fund it. Yeah, fund it. I need a picture frame.
It's underwear where I'm going like this, and you know, you slide them on, and that's
it needs like... to be like the size of like one of those big old American flags they fly out of most places, and I will literally put that over where I sleep.
I want to do a reverse fireman calendar where it's just all of us but out of shape and like doing
some yes poses. Perfect. Beautiful.
We get like spandex. Wait, we get like those like workout spandex onesies, right?
Hey, wherever you want. How dare you make me spit out my summer edition mountain. Sorry.
Oh, I gotta try that.
Yeah, so super excited for the amiibos. The second I see it, I'm excited to get it. Derek, speaking of which, they were restocking some Zelda amiibos. If you see Skyward Sword specifically, can you just immediately pick it up for me? Like, do you see it on order?
It went up on Best Buy's website.
Yeah, already. I missed it. Literally by
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep an eye out if I get
it. Yeah, don't even ask. Just like order it. No, not just saying. A new WarioWare game, which.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. I love this series.
I don't understand wins. It. I can't believe we got two WarioWare games in the same generation.
I know. We haven't done that since the Wii. The Wii was the only other console that got it.
Yeah, it looks really good. And they're like, I think what happened, Nintendo was like, all right, we literally need games that use the HD Joy-Con, the HD Rumble.
The glass, that ice glass rumble.
We need something. They're like, what about Mario? No, that's not going to work. Wario.
Wario gang, indeed.
You guys should look, it's not on the article, but the box art is hilarious. He's like doing a pose, but like because his gut is so big, the like shirt's ripped up and stuff, it's hilarious.
So actually the article that you gave me, I clicked on when you go to it, there's the games list, and if you hit see all, you can actually see like all of the cover arts and stuff. And yeah, it's pretty great.
I think it's really funny, and like I don't know. I think it's great. Pretty excited for it. Another game I kind of want to play and stream with Derek. Well, everyone really, but I'm not sure if it's online. Did they announce that? I know. It just says local four player multiplayer on the bottom.
Yeah, usually just split screen.
All right. Well, if you guys start saving up, we can get me flown out and we can.
I like how you're putting the responsibility on us.
Absolutely. Listen, the whole thing I've learned in my like 2 year spiritual awakening has been that I need to make others provide for me.
All right, I'm going to do one of those like sad dog commercials right now. Editor, get the like grayscale and rain ready. Only you can donate a dollar to help this poor man fly over to his friends and come home. Rob, finally come home. Angel. Kiss me on the lips. We can cuddle. Okay.
I could literally like how okay, so there's like a oh god, what's that one website? Can I pay for like a Gumroad clip of you just talking dirty to me for like an hour?
Okay, yeah, I'll set up a cameo and you can pay to have me say those things to you.
Okay, cool.
What did they talk about next? Pikmin 4?
Oh wait, no, wait, I want to mention one thing. With WarioWare move it. I also love that they're bringing back like not copy and paste, but they're like segments from other Nintendo games as mini games, like the Mario slide. Did you see that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, there's another one too. I just don't remember what it was. I'm just getting through it. Or I thought there was another one. Oh yeah, there's a there's one with Olimar. So I don't know. I thought it was great. I'm pretty excited for this. What is this? Oh, Pikmin 4. Yes, more details. That's good. We got Glow Pikmin. Where was that in the box art? Why did they get shit?
Yeah, what?
Come on. I mean, it looked even better than we thought. They're like, I don't know what like ignited the fire in them to do this. Like to hey, what if we actually put a lot of effort into the Pikmin series?
Right?
Are you sure you want to do that?
Nobody even likes Pikmin. It's not Mario or Zelda or Pokemon. Yeah, but we got to do it, you know. The fans are asking for it.
I would love to chuck some penguins.
I 100% agree, Jeff. If there was a mini game from where it was Mario 64, where it's like the fastest to chuck the baby penguin off the edge wins, that'd be pretty awesome. So there's the glow Pikmin, which are people are calling the ghost Pikmin because they just fly and it's in nighttime mode.
Right.
That was pretty cool. And then out of nowhere, out of left field, they're like, oh, hey, did you guys want Pikmin 1 and 2 on the Switch? Here you go. Here it is. Oh, it's today. Like, what? Yeah.
In an HD version. And then there's a physical of both of them combined coming out in September. Nintendo, stop. Stop. Stop.
Nintendo, please.
Why do you treat me so good?
Yeah, I mean, I wish the physical was out earlier, but they're like, well, the game's ready, so let's just full send it. So I'm sure people have got it. Although I'm seeing people complain that it's $50. Like, come on.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Suck it up. It's here, two like, games HD'd in one for right. $50.
You want to support this because if you don't, I'm not saying you have to buy it, but if you like Pikmin and you want them to see them make more Pikmin games, you show that by purchasing their Pikmin stuff. And that includes Pikmin 1 and 2.
Right.
But I don't need to buy them because I can just emulate them on the computer.
Because I can tell you right now, too, if you try to buy Pikmin 1 or 2 for the GameCube, they're like $70 each.
So, really?
Good luck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Retro games are ridiculously expensive. So.
Huh.
Nothing like a little bit of perceived value to absolutely skew people trying to play video games. Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid you try to get a copy of a Fire Emblem Path of Radiance and actually get a physical copy and not pay close to $100 at minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Dick, did you see the box art for the Pikmin 1, 2 collection?
It's perfect! The it's like Pikmin 1, and it's like the Pikmin you get in that game. And it's Pikmin 2, and it's the Pikmin you get in that game. Ah!
I was not expecting that enthusiastic of a response.
Dude.
I'm very excited for this. Give me my child. He can come out for a while. And it'll be on a Nintendo console I actually own. Like, ooh.
You're home. You're home. It's fine.
I mentioned this on Twitter, but I really wish they'd come out with like a Pikmin collector where it was all four Pikmin games if you don't own any on the Switch, and then it had like some goodies like pins and stuff like that. You know how ape shit people would go for like Pikmin pins? I would. I'd buy that in a heartbeat. Give us Pikmin stuff. Like I don't know.
Pikmin fig pins.
Oh my god.
They did have something Pikmin at the Nintendo store last time I went. I think I bought it. It's on the shelf somewhere. But it was like Olimar with all the little like Pikmin figures.
But there I was gonna say, if you could price out all four Pikmin games as a collector's edition plus some goodies, what kind of price would you give it?
$150. This is what I want. $150. A plush of the big ladybug guy, little figures of each of the red, blue, and yellow, and a pin of the rocket ship.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah,
there we go. Like Nintendo, you can 100% steal that idea. Make it for me, please.
You can steal it. You can have it. It's fine. Yeah, so we're all in agreement. Pikmin 4 and Pikmin 1 and 2, good job. Way to go, Nintendo. Let's see what's the next. The Pokemon. This pissed me off. The Scarlet and Violet hit like the DLC look, but with no release date. So then,
right? Why... It's still fall. Like no date. Why even show it? I mean, I'm glad I saw Flygon. Like,
right,
that's cool, but it did nothing for me.
Right. Like, get, like, that's, how would you not give a release date?
An important question we just got.
What? Well, there's a lot of,
All right.
No, we're not talking about how to evade the IRS. That's just, first of all, I fail multiple times. Second,
so allegedly, if someone were to allegedly, perhaps fake their own death and escape the United States, allegedly, that is a possibility of seeking sanctuary in a different country. But that's a whole other can of worms.
Right. So anyway, you know, I usually talk a lot about Pokemon, but who cares when it comes to, there's no release date and it's just, I don't know, nothing like mind blowing.
It was stupid.
Right.
It was dumb.
I'm glad someone said it. Yep. We will keep going. Wait, what is this towards?
Well, I think the IRS statement.
Well, Uncle Sam wants my manussi.
Oh my God.
He really do. He really do. So, in order to talk about allegedly faking allegedly one's allegedly death, we have to talk about quarter parallel universes.
All right, I'm done here.
Well, that's today's sponsor, HelloFresh. They are not actually sponsoring, but that would be cool.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. They announced a new course, which that's fine. Like, good for them. But my boy PD Piranha is back.
Dude, Wiggler though. He knows how to commit a tax evasion, right?
Wiggler?
Yeah, Wiggler's in it.
And Kamek? Very impressive.
Kamek?
Yeah, Kamek, thank you. And Petey Piranha. What banger choices. Thank you.
And like, there's a new map where you're just on the bathroom floor, and there's all, like, soap bottles and stuff
after
around.
Someone took a stinky, so, and, like,
yeah. How hard are they looking to reel into this? Are they looking to, like, relive me, have that relive, like, the average Nintendo player in 2023's, like, drunken escapade where they're passed out in a pool of their own vomit on the floor? Yeah. In the bathroom, hugging the toilet bowl for dear life, wondering where it all went wrong?
But you just hear, like, faint, please make it stop.
My issue is, right, like, it's cool, like, cool, new tracks, new things for Mario Kart 8, but can we just get a new Mario Kart game?
Oh, they're saving it for the next console.
I think we're just skipping this console. We got DLC for this one, and that's kind of coasting it.
Yeah, but it's, like, the best-selling, like, game, you know, like, they have no reason.
There's no reason to, yeah.
In fact, they might even just, like, do another, like, course pass for the next console, you know? Like, I don't know, but really, like, what else could they do to reinvent the wheel for Mario Kart? You know, yeah, we got, like, wall lagging and stuff like that.
Add Sonic as a character, but he runs instead of being in a car.
Gee, I mean, that, you're not wrong. Moving on. All right, this also was, again, completely out of left field. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon Remaster.
Ooh.
What?
It annoys me that this is not coming till next year, but, like, I guess it's fine because there's so much other stuff. Like, 90% of the stuff they announced today is this year. It's by the end of the year. So, it was, like, this and, like, the other game they announced with this. So,
did they do a Luigi's Mansion 1 remaster on the Switch, or is that only for the 3DS?
No, they haven't. Yeah. I was kind of hoping they would announce 1 and 2, kind of do the Pikmin thing, but it's weird they're only doing 2.
It seems like we're also getting a brand new game starring Princess Peach arriving in 2024 this bit of news here as well.
Yeah, but everyone's, like, freaking out. I don't know.
I never played the Peach game on the DS. I mean, I've always heard good things about it, but I never got around to playing it.
Yeah, he just goes around trying to solicit men out of money, and it's kind of a weird experience.
Taking toads and finding the one with the biggest head to shove up there.
Hey, that's shaming. You can't do that.
What, the biggest toad head?
Yes.
Isn't that just Toadsworth?
She's a strong, independent princess, and what her business is her business.
Moving on. Slightly moving on. I never played Dark Moon. Derek, would you recommend it?
It's okay. It's the worst of the three, but
okay. I mean, it was made for the 3DS, so, like,
right. I think that's kind of what killed it too. It just, like, don't know. It was weird to play on there.
All right, moving on. Vampire Survivors. I mean, Rob, I think you played it, right?
No, I wanted to, though.
Derek,
I
didn't play it. I played it on my phone.
Jordan played it on my phone. I played the hell out of it on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm so... And this is on Game Pass, too. And this is coming to... And this is releasing along on August 17th along with the co-op update. Oh, it's couch co-op. Damn it.
I can't imagine playing this game on the system with like a controller though. Well, I guess it's really easy shooter then. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there have been other games where it's just a directional shooter, so I don't think it's going to be too difficult. Co-op though would be a lot of fun.
Pretty cool.
I would love to do 4-man co-op, but again, it's local. So the worst case is me, Derek, and Freeman.
Yeah.
On the mobile, I pretty much unlocked every character and did almost all the secrets and stuff. There's a few that I didn't do, but yeah, no, I put a lot of time into that at like my lunch breaks and stuff at work. I love games like that though. They're nice, easy go-to games, you know?
Right. Rob, you handle next one.
The next one. Ooh. I'm very excited for this one. So,
Sonic Superstars. Yes,
you know what? What's the point of me even talking if that's just gonna happen, man? Like, are you just gonna ruin my thunder? Just crap on everything I love?
No.
Anyway, ignoring the pedantic Jesus wannabe up there.
So,
little known fact: Dragon Quest. Dragon Warrior for some of the older people in the audience had a Pokemon type of spinoff called the Dragon Quest Monsters series, which was admittedly better than Pokemon, I will say. They've officially revealed a new game set to be released on December 1st called Dragon Quest Monsters The Dark Prince, which will see a cursed prince named Pizarro, who is the antagonist of the fourth installment, and his friend Rose, traveling through the demon realm of Nideria. And yeah, more Dragon Quest Monsters content. I'm super stoked for this. I'm an absolute sucker for Dragon Quest Monsters games, and I'm really hoping that they stick to more of the classic formula and don't go the Joker's route.
Thank you for saying so, Rob. Thank you so much for saying so.
Because the Joker route was not good. But
if they
go for the classic formula, and by the way, if anybody is from Square Enix is listening, I want my 1 and 2 remaster ported to the United Goddamn States.
Threatening, Rob.
What he said. I want it.
Pissed them off. We just got Super Mario Remake. All right, come on.
You said this is like a Pokemon kind of game.
Yeah,
essentially, yes.
So like basically Digimon, the whole premise of it is you get a bunch of different monsters that you can get either through just picking them up in the wild, or the main mechanic for these games is breeding, where you take a male and a female monster and they will turn into a stronger monster that basically combines both of their abilities. So you have a set of 4 abilities on one. You have a set of 4 abilities on the other. You can get 8 abilities, which is how that used to work. And, you know, there's higher potential for growth, bigger stats, and all that other good stuff. I'm making it sound a lot more complicated than it needs to be, and sometimes it can be when you're trying to get specific boss monsters, but it's so good. I cannot stress how important this title is. Big hype.
What is the... So if you breed, does it take like the look of the mother or the father?
It creates an entirely different monster.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And some of them have specific recipes for. All of them have specific recipes for getting a monster you want. But
banging recipes?
The higher tier ones, like monsters from all the regular Dragon Quest games, are a complicated process.
It's like, okay, you're going to do this position if you want this skill.
Doggy for the best IVs.
Actually,
anal for the beautiful ones.
But this Dragon Quest Monsters is one of those games that on our old episode of the retro game one, Rob and I were both talking about at that point, because I said that I would love to have another one. And I agree, Joker, that's where I fell off of the series. But the original ones, they came out on the original Game Boy and they were more advanced. And I agree with Rob. I think the originals were better than the original Pokemon games because of just everything 100% about it. Was,
full stop.
The was, bang mechanic.
Let's put it this way. You know how those Game Boy Color games had an internal CMOS battery that would like erase your save files if the battery was pretty much running low?
Yep.
I ran that out on my copy of Dragon Quest Monsters 1 and 2 because of how much I played those games.
I also played quite a bit of them. And it was one of those games that I would always go back to. I wish I still had my working original Game Boy and a copy of the game. I might just get an emulator.
I've literally never heard of this, like, Dragon Quest Monsters.
I liked Monsters way more than I ever liked Dragon Quest or Dragon Warrior. I liked Monsters better until Joker came out, and then I was...
Collect all the slimes? Yes, absolutely. Objectively correct. Some of the best monsters in that game are slimes.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to make my own.
They have a whole family tree dedicated. I think I'm going to slime right now.
Derek, you want to help me make slime?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does this have like online battling, or is it purely just the...
I hope it has online battling. That'll be so dope.
As of this moment, it is single player only. There's no mention of online at all right now.
I'm okay with that.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob, you're going to do a review of it and let the crowd know if it's good or not.
Yeah, look for that in December.
Hot. All right, Sonic Superstar.
Willix, nobody else here knows what Jade Cocoon is other than me.
Rough. Derek, you hate Sonic games, right?
Yeah. They're pretty terrible.
Hold on.
Except for Adventure Battle, too.
I'm going to collect
Battle Slime part of Black Sabbath cover. get one of the little puddle ones and have it play drums. It'll be perfect. Oh, wait, no. Get the King one to do drums. And then have the little metal one do vocals.
Yeah, sorry, Willix. I brought up Jade Cocoon on that retro podcast, and they all looked at me like, that's not a game. And there were two of them. There were two Jade Cocoon games, and we never got a
thing. I at least heard of it.
I've heard of Cocoon Yu-Gi-Oh, where it goes into the Great Moth.
And then the Great Cocoon Moth. And then Weevil Under.
So Weevil, how does Perfectly Ultimate
Say goodbye to Exodia!
Well, no, but for real, like, how does Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth factor into that whole thing? Because when they did Cocoon of Evolution and Great Moth, that was where it stopped, yeah?
Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth.
It goes into isn't that just a regular monster card that doesn't have like an effect stapled onto it or anything?
No, you need Cocoon to go to like seven rounds or something.
God.
Yeah,
but you have to play such a fierce stall deck for that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
With zero payoff. Anyway,
how about that Sonic?
Derek, I was conflicted of if this is something we'd pick up and play because co-op.
I think it'd be fun just because it's co-op.
Right.
But it's still just Sonic. I don't know.
I mean, Mania was an absolute banger, so I'm actually kind of
Mania was good.
I like good classic Sonic content, not like the Sonic 4 nonsense that they tried back in the 360 days.
But guys, this one has online garbage. Versus multiplayer.
But no online co-op?
Nope.
That's dumb.
Never mind. Sorry. Team Sonic, you still suck.
Well, this, no, apparently the...
Just give
the,
me Chow Garden back.
Yeah, I told you, they need like to make that into back. An app game. That's their launcher.
Yes. You're right.
And then there's a Chow Positions, and that's how you breed. But anyway.
Right. The shiny eggs.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it was clean for a Sonic game. It has, like, it's a retro but a modern, like, look to it. So... I'd play for co-op. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd pick it up just to play here.
Yeah. Just to interrupt real quick. Where are my Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons remasters?
They're next.
Better be.
Nah, give me Twilight Princess.
No, give remakes of the Oracle games. for sure.
Legitimately do not see the appeal of Twilight Princess. I've gotten so much hate for this, and I will stand by it. I did not care.
Well, anyway,
everybody has that kind of opinions.
We don't need that negativity.
We are now a trio. Goons Gone Wild. Hello.
We don't need that kind of negativity in here. Who hurt you, Rob?
I brought you back. I brought you back. You. I want you here, Rob.
See, we had each other's backs in Gang Beasts. So we have each other's backs here.
Yes, we did.
It's just how it goes.
You're just objectively wrong.
See, even chat wants me back.
There you go. Chat loves Rob, unfortunately.
Everybody loves Rob.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
I know. Everyone loves Rob. Asshole. And then when I ask him to stream, he's like, I'm feeling.
Hi, I'm a working adult with problems that need to be resolved. I'm sorry.
I think we all do in our own way. You know, Derek, he has that weird smell odor issue. George can't commit to a beard, apparently. I have a skin rash in a very uncomfortable spot.
This is the bit today? Okay.
No. You know what your problem is? You look like a whole six-piece chicken McNobody. That's what you look like.
Good. I don't want to look like anyone. Anyway.
Buy you either.
Anyway, we talked about Batman already, so we skip that. Star Ocean, I might be missing something here, but apparently everyone's going like crazy about this.
It's a remake of the second game.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
And it has somebody like, that's probably pretty hyped about that.
And it has the Octopath Traveler like art style, the 2D, 3D, yeah.
I mean, Star Oceans was always a massive, like, JRPG. It's great. Oh, really?
Massive as in fan base or massive as in size?
Yes.
Both. Yeah.
Hot. Are you guys going to get it?
I'll probably get it at some point when it's on sale.
I mean, my friend has been pushing me to play Star Ocean games, so I think I might actually stop and pick that up. But I do agree with Jeff when he says the art style is trippy. I don't know what this is about this, like, 2D sprites superimposed on a 3D environment that's somehow being done better than anybody's ever done in the last, I don't know how many years. It is a little bit disorienting, I will admit.
Yeah, this one in particular, because, like, the environment is actually in 3D. Versus Octopath Traveler was like,
it was like
a mix.
It was all in 2D, but like had 3D effects to it. Like
So I don't know. I mean, I think it looks cool. I just never heard of it, and I saw everyone on Twitter like exploding about it. Like, oh my god! It's like, oh, I thought it was just a new game that everyone was impressed with. So
right.
And it's coming November 3rd. So yeah, pick it up if you want. Not coming to Xbox though, because they hate Xbox.
Yep.
Persona 5 Tactica.
They announced this last week at the Xbox show.
Then who cares?
It's just coming to the Switch. Yeah.
I don't think any of us have anything to say about Myth Force.
It has a cool art style. That's it. That's all I have to say about it.
4-person online.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think this is a different game. I'm gonna give this a shot. It's a roguelike. Yeah. And I'm a sucker for roguelikes. Myth Force coming soon, 2023. It looks interesting. I mean, it's like, it looks like, I guess, a dungeon crawler with like D&D rules, it looks like, more or less. Victoria the Knight. Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting. I'll give it a shot. Maybe when they do another trailer, maybe. Let's see here. Mario and Rabbit Sparks of Hope, The Last Spark Hunter is set on a musical planet. I mean,
I feel like we glossed over a few titles, I think.
I don't think so. I'm going from up to down.
Yeah, because did we just like briefly touch on Persona 5 and Myth Force?
Nope. Yeah,
we briefly touched on Persona 5. No, we didn't talk about.
It was announced at the Xbox showcase.
That's Persona what I'm talking 5 about.
Packets. Yeah.
Meh.
I'm sorry, like, what?
it just kind of,
I think you guys are just not listening to him. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, you guys are just like in a totally different world right now.
Just blew right past it so fast.
Yeah, these are like speedrun things. It. Like Splatfest, no one cares. It's garbage.
Yeah, okay. I don't care about
Just Dance 2024, garbage.
Okay. Whoa. You're
right. Better without the music.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Borderlands 3 is better without the dialogue.
True. It has 40 songs. Like, what if it was all like screamo? Oh.
Didn't the like the old Guitar Heroes and Rock Band ship with like twice that many songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really low number.
It is a very low number.
Yeah, because they're more focused on like the choreography.
Subscription service.
They're worried more on that.
That's why.
And then they want to sell you on the DLC afterwards. So
right.
You know, yeah. They start low.
So it's going to be like a Sims 4 situation where there's going to be like multiple $1,000s worth of DLC available. Right.
First up,
it's a subscription service now.
Yeah.
You
pay per month.
Right.
So, a subscription service to stand around with a Switch remote looking like somebody.
Well, when the first DLC drops called the Torque Edition, I think we'll see who's laughing.
Yeah, the WAP. All right. Come
on. Oh no, you killed me on that one. You said Torque Edition, I was in, but I'll just sit there and put the Switch, each Joy-Con in one pocket, each back pocket, in each, and just lip. Go to town. Jeff and Laura, I'm coming over.
George, you slut.
That's me.
Sorry, keep coughing up a storm. Let's see here. Palia is a cozy free-to-play adventure sim that lets you create your... I didn't understand this game.
It had a lot of frame rate issues in the trailer, so I don't have high hopes for it.
It is a frame rate issue.
Yeah.
This looks stupid.
Yeah.
Or maybe I didn't really get it because, like... It was too choppy, but it's like kind of just like what slice of life simulator, right? Basically,
yeah, it's a farming sim.
Yeah, create your
So they just like took like Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley and just made it multiplayer. I feel like
no,
Disney tried to cash in on that.
They didn't make a multiplayer. They made a massively multiplayer community simulation. It's every other Sword Art game before they added co-op into it. It's made to resemble like a massive like multiplayer community, but so it's what just I can
get
you.
From this is that they want to do a video game where they get children to realize that working the farms is going to be a necessary thing within the next couple of years.
But isn't that what the other farming game that they announced was?
No, that's Minecraft.
Yeah, right.
All right, next up is Penny's Big Breakaway. Some girl with a yo-yo, and it's a platformer. It looks colorful.
It's from the team behind Sonic Mania, and that was a pretty loud game, if I do say so myself. So that might be interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I'm not sure if I'll pick it up, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just not my kind of platformer. Penny's Big Breakaway. And there's no release date, so yeah, that's always fun. I always love it when they announce stuff with no release date. Honestly, it's my favorite. Derek, you like no release dates, right?
Right now, it's saying Q1 of 2024.
Yeah, that means nothing to me.
Yeah. They just do that. It's like just to be like, oh, you know, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. And then when they delay it, it's like, yeah, of course we're delaying it. Anyway, yeah. Fae Farm, again, I don't care about this game. I think it looks abysmal at best. I don't know why they're really shoving it down our throats. It's at like every direct now. Like I think the past two directs it's been at.
You know what this reminds me of? Or the art style for this Fae Farm thing? It kind of reminds me of that My Sims debacle they used to have on the Nintendo Wii where it looked like
absolute
garbage.
My Sims Agents? That was such a good game.
I don't know. My Sims Agents?
You feeling all right? Yeah. You didn't catch what Derek had, right? Or you're not, like, sick?
No.
Talking to me.
My Sims Agents was great.
No, you're good.
Good game. It was a good game.
I never played them, so I have no idea what we're talking about. I just know that this game looks like Poo Poo Caca.
I mean, I don't know why the last couple of ones like this, Palia and Fae Farm, are even a thing when Animal Crossing exists and is probably
there's, like, millions of farming sims now. They're all terrible. The only ones you need are Harvest Moon and Animal
You know Crossing, what, though? So. There was one that I started to play, and I want to go back to it. There's one I started to play, and I kind of want to go back to it because I thought it was pretty cool. Sunhaven was Stardew, but with D&D. You pick a class, pretty cool. And your class has abilities. So, like, you can pick an elemental, and now, like,
in love with?
You do get to pick who you're in love with, yeah.
Sometimes I go back to Farmville just to feel a little hope in my life.
the greatest farming simulator game is Viva Pinata, hands down.
Yes.
And no one will ever change my mind about that.
True.
Agreed. Agreed. I love Viva Pinata.
All right. Silent Hope. Oh, sorry. Silent Hope sees seven wordless warriors working together to find a reclusive king. What is, it is called Silent Hope. Sorry about that. This left zero impression on me because
I don't even remember that being there, to be honest.
I can't even explain what it is. It looks like it kind of looks like a dungeon crawler, but with chibis. I don't know. I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
But the next game though, Headbangers Rhythm.
I'm
Royale.
Actually excited for this one. It like is actually kind of cool.
I take it away. Describe it for the audience.
It's a battle royale where it's there's like a beat going on, so you just kind of have to like bob your head to each of the music mini games. It's just wacky fun. It just reminds me of like WarioWare mixed with like
Pigeons?
Simon Says. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you're all
sounds pigeons. Like it's like competitive rhythm heaven.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect way to put it.
It looks so weird. You're just a pigeon and you just like I don't, it looks funny. I think it needs more mini games though, because it has 30. Oh, well, 20. They said at one point it's 30, but then in the script says over 20. So at least over 20, but probably
less than 30. More than 20, less than 30.
Right. I don't know. I think it needs like 50.
I guess if it does well, they'll just keep updating it though. So
maybe. True. Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's see. That one seems pretty funny. Gloomhaven.
Gloomhaven's cool.
It's a board game, apparently.
Yeah, now, it's like this super insane in-depth board game, kind of like Catan. But it's like it has like a D&D system to it too. It's a lot for a board game. So, but I guess they're making a video game about it. So, cool.
I have been trying to play more tabletop games recently. It sounds like it'd be a good time.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think the trailer really did enough justice for me personally.
No,
but,
no.
Like, is it turn-based? Is that... It's not turn-based, I'm sorry. Like D&D, strategy. Where it's like you step on pieces and...
So, from little bits that I'm looking at it, right, it's a grid-based game, and you have X amount of, like, movement and stuff. So you'll have, like, actions and probably similar to D&D, where you'll have, like, a specific amount of movement. It almost looks like a tactics-based game. Just with how the grids are laid out and everything. And then you can select moves, and I'm sure they have specific cooldowns and stuff like that that will replace where you are in the turn order and everything like that. But yeah, move 3, attack 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like everything you do has a certain amount of like, I'm guessing like points that you can do. And you have X amount of points, and you get more points as you level up or something. That's my guess.
Is it like is it randomly generated dungeons, or is it like
that? I don't believe so. I don't know. I haven't looked into it too much. I can. Gotcha.
That's not a big deal. Like that would make it really a lot better for me. That would make it really interesting. But if it's not,
I mean, who knows? I have not looked into it too much aside from like right now.
Lord, unpopular opinion, I hate Catan. I never played it, so...
Last time I played Catan, I got absolutely mollywopped. I'm good on Catan. I'd be okay if I never played it again.
Why, though?
Oh, wait, no. Damn.
Because I don't like taking L's.
Don't worry, guys. Gloomhaven will have in-game transactions.
Oh, goody.
Yes!
You know what's funny about things nowadays? You used to go into a shop to buy a game. Now I buy a game to go to the shop.
Wow. That was really philosophical and cool.
Rob, you're so deep.
Rob, yeah.
Let me look into your eyes. Look into my eyes and sing me a sonnet.
Anyway, Manic Maniacs, Mechanics, four-player co-op game about repairing vehicles as fast as possible. Think Cooking Mama with cars, right? That's what the general gist is.
That's not right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you get to race the cars, or you get to use the cars too.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So you make the car, and then you kind of go through an obstacle course. And it's couch co-op. Don't worry. No online. Endless Mayhem. I don't know. It looks wacky. I'm not going to pick it up, but yeah. I'm sure it has some kind of appeal to it. And then last but not least, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, which we saw at the Xbox Showcase. And it's just a fact that's on display.
Yeah.
So anyway, honestly, I thought this direct was amazing. I thought it was had enough surprises. It had great games. It was like a 9.5 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems pretty solid.
They killed it.
Willix is onto something. Where's my Shadow the Hedgehog remastered?
Don't.
Where's my damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Don't. Rob, what do you think of the direct?
The direct was spicy. I fully enjoyed what was announced for this. You know, some stinkies notwithstanding, but ooh boy, when we got some banger titles, we got some banger titles. This was a great direct.
What was your favorite one?
Oh, the Dragon Quest one, easily. WarioWare followed in second place.
Really? I agree, Dragon Quest, but Super Mario RPG Remake was second for me.
Derek?
Mario Maker and then Mario Wonder.
Really? Pikmin like 1 and 2 coming to Switch isn't there?
I mean, it's great, but like I definitely think the other two are way more hype.
Huh. I'm surprised. I really thought you would have picked the surprise of the remaster, and then then the remake.
No.
For me it's probably the Ganondorf amiibo announcement, which was kind of leaked, but it's good to see it confirmed, and the new Mario game. I don't know. I think it just looks really fun and wacky. Yeah. I would have to, again, like, I never played Mario RPG, but apparently everyone falls in love with it if you play it. So hopefully this will also bring me on board, you know?
Yeah. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Super Mario RPG was a banger.
I hope that with like these remasters, they add more to it.
Yeah. With the remasters or the remakes?
Oh, sorry, remakes.
They're different.
Yeah, remakes.
Yeah.
But 3D World wasn't a remake, right? It was just a port with some enhancements. So I don't know. Nintendo's like really iffy now. It's like, are they gonna add more to it? Are they not? You know, can never guarantee it.
They do whatever they want.
You could always throw us a bone and give us some news on Metroid Prime 4. Just saying.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a launch title for our next Switch.
And I know it's a topic that Willix mentioned earlier. And it's not that we ignored you, Willix, about Luigi's Mansion 5. It's just...
There is no Luigi's Mansion 5. There's no Luigi's Mansion 4.
It needs to be a 4 before there's a... Wow, yeah. We've only
That's why we ignored it. Luigi's because Mansions? It was stupid.
Huh.
Yeah, there was such a break between 2 and...
2 and 3.
Yeah, 2 and 3. And there was also a big break between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
It's like every like 8 years that we get a new
pretty much.
Yeah, like I don't think here. You know what? I think for an episode we can kind of call it like there's enough content. It's getting late. You know,
We did have a pretty chunky time talking about the direct. It gave us plenty to talk about.
Yeah. Right. I was worried that we'd go through it fast or just like, I don't know.
Us?
But it worked out. Us? I mean, unless you guys... I think I'm pretty comfortable with calling it there.
Yeah. Fine. And to be honest, the other things would be stuff that we could skim through real fast anyway and wouldn't even make...
Kick getting Big Beautiful Girl from Twitch and Halo Infinite, no multiplayer cutscenes. There you go. Yep. I just saved us all 40 minutes.
Huge news. Yep. Streamers are flocking to Kick now instead of from Twitch. It's a thing. Woo.
Woo.
Woo indeed. Now is time when I remember how to play the outro. So if someone can break the ice for one hot second. If I
can. Hey guys, well, just remember, follow us everywhere: YouTube, Twitch, Kick, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Join the Discord. That's our biggest thing. Yep, I'm getting there. Yeah, come hang out. Let us know what you want. Give us recommendations on things to react to, articles you want to see us talk about. We're gonna make a thing for the merch because that's a good idea.
Shouts to Laura.
Yeah, thanks, absolutely. Laura.
Also, I know it's near the end, and I'm gonna go ahead and take a moment here to pump up my own personal stuff. Happy birthday to my kid, Michael.
Yay. Also, watch our videos. We need the watch time on YouTube. Anybody in the Tri-State area, if you're going to the New Jersey Comic-Con, me and Ted June will be there this weekend. Hang out, say hi. If you're with us, make us cry. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah, so, convention, Discord, YouTube, watch us, follow us everywhere, 11, Twitter, Kick, and YouTube. That's the three now. It's been a good time. This is Goons Gone Wild. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah!